Welcome to the Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Main Street Guthrie Center Director Dana Buster.
So what is Main Street Guthrie Center planning in the near future and, you know, a little bit further down the road that people have to look forward to?
Well, the next thing that we have coming up is we are going to do it's the first time that we've ever done it. We're going to do a wine walk and trivia night for our downtown. So it will start off with a wine walk to all of our local retail shops, and then also some of our local businesses will have their offices open so everyone can check them out. And we're going to do that for a couple of hours, and then we're going to end the night down at the activity center with a trivia night with a chance to win a couple hundred dollars. People can register online or they can buy tickets at some of the local retailers. If they do that, they get a wine glass. It gets them into the trivia. It gets them $5 off a purchase that night. Lots of door prizes and things going on, and all the businesses will have appetizers as well as samplings of some wines that we sell downtown that are all made here in Iowa. So we were inviting people to come on out and check that out. It's just $20 and the tickets can be bought online or around town.
Now, how important is, I know a lot of places do it, the kind of shop local initiative to try and get people out into local businesses to buy products there locally. You know, in relation to we've gone through this pandemic this past year, you know, how important has that shop local initiative been, you know, throughout this past year?
Well, it's been super important in this last year for people to shop local to help keep these places open during the pandemic. And now they are looking to recover and have a really good summer, if at all possible. I think one good thing that the pandemic did do for shop local is point out the number of items that we have here in our local downtown here in Guthrie. You don't have to drive to Des Moines to a bigger store to get the things that you need. We have lots of areas covered for purchases in the downtown. So I think that's one positive thing that came out of it. But it's been super important for people to be shopping downtown and helping keeping these businesses going. And now they are looking for a real strong shop local summer to kind of get them back up and on their feet.
Now, in relation to that, is there anything that's going to be planned for this summer, you know, shop local wise?
You know, we usually do a couple of different things during the summer. We usually do like the chamber will do a sidewalk sale and we'll help out with that. And just we might do a few other things. We don't have particular plans exactly, but we are talking about things that might be coming up for the summer. We're just kind of trying to put those wheels in motion for the summer.
Now, outside of, you know, the shop local and the, you know, the wine walk and the events that are kind of a little bit later on, you know, what kinds of fundraising is taking place, or what are the plans for the fundraising in the near future?
So this time of year is actually Main Street Guthrie Center's time for fundraising. So we'll be sending out our fundraising letters and that sort of thing. And then we'll probably be doing some kind of dinner in the spring or summer here to help raise funds. And we usually do a harvest dinner in the fall as well to help fund our program. We are funded by donations only, so it is important for us to have a successful fundraising drive. So we will be doing those things coming up in the near future.
Now, there has been some speakers that are going to be installed in the downtown. Can you just walk through a little bit of where the idea for that came from and how that project is coming along?
Well, I think the idea is not actually a new one. From what I hear, there were speakers in the downtown before, long ago, were taken down at some point or didn't work anymore. So we had kind of started talking about having music in our downtown again after we had added lights to the tops of the building. And so we got a grant from the Community Foundation, and our Main Street program is matching that along with some other local donations. So the speakers have actually been going up in the downtown, and they will be back to put in the rest of the components in our city hall so that we can play music throughout the year. So it's very possible that people could be hearing Raccoon Valley Radio playing in our downtown sometime in the near future.
Now, you know, we kind of mentioned it a little bit earlier talking about the pandemic. You know, how did the adjustments go throughout this past year? You know, still trying to hold events or do things for the community while also navigating those social distancing guidelines and going through the pandemic?
Well, a lot of things we did have to cancel because there's just so many people and you can't have that many people. So we kind of started to shift gears towards promoting the shopping local, and we just tweaked a few of our events so that we could do some things that online, like a costume contest online versus at our fall festival, and those sort of things we had to kind of tweak. But we are looking towards the future, and it looks like we will be able to go back to having our fall festival and our Christmas event and all our other events in person real soon.
Now, you know, in relation to that, you know, how does that feel to know that some of the things that weren't able to take place last year do have the possibility to at least get back to maybe the new normal this year?
I mean, we're really excited because we love to plan things. We love to provide things for our community, our citizens to do. And so it was very hard for us to cancel things. You know, we would hold on until the very end to cancel many of our different events. So we're all excited to kind of get back to planning, get life back into our downtown with people on the street now that winter is over and we're coming out of this pandemic. We're just excited to start planning some new things for this year.
Now, is there anything else that you would like to talk about or mention or let people know?
I guess I maybe just want to go back and touch more on that shopping local and how important that is going to continue to be going forward. You know, now that the pandemic's over, it doesn't mean we have to go back to shopping at the big box stores in the bigger cities, that we have a lot of those things that people need. And I often find things that are way more unique shopping in a smaller store in downtown Guthrie. I want to make sure that everyone continues to do so, to come on out and see what all we have to offer in our downtown and just to keep shopping and eating out locally.
And that was our conversation with Main Street Guthrie Center Director Dana Buster. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. We would like to thank Dana Buster for joining us on the Let's Talk Guthrie County program.